Turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now. Save big money
at Menards. This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the latest episode of the Fox Nomad Podcast. I'm your host, Fox Nomad, Anil Polat. Hello, why am I talking so fast? I don't know. I've got a lot of energy. Because we've got a lot to talk about today, I want to talk about Sardinia. I've finally been to Sardinia. Really great time. But I also want to talk to you about some travel news that's happening. And I kind of went down a rabbit hole because I am just watching Southwest Airlines go from being one of the most beloved airlines with really straightforward customer service, high customer reviews. Everyone loved them. And boy, have they really just turned the ship around. They're just really, really making things worse. They used to have open seating, and now they've got assigned seats, which passengers, Southwest fans seem to hate. And now they've decided to do something which sounds so absurdly stupid. I could not believe this was an actual headline. This is actually happening. So Southwest Airlines is experimenting with a, quote, Titanic, capital T, policy for extra staff to clean premium seats. Now, I gotta say, if you're some kind of transportation service, some kind of mass transportation service, like an airplane or like a big cruise liner, maybe don't name it Titanic. I feel like just, it can only go wrong. It can only go wrong, right? We've tried it once and it did not go very well, even though we did get My Heart Will Go On from that, which, okay, you know, it's some good came out of the massive bad of the iceberg sinking the Titanic. So anyway, Southwest Airlines is reporting trialing a policy that would see professional cleaners brought in to tidy aircraft, but only for the premium seats. Southwest, yes, this is true. They are trialing a program now where they would only have the professional cleaners come and clean the premium seats, leaving the flight attendants to clean all the other seats, basically economy, which is 80% of the aircraft, if not more. And I think it's a terrible idea for a lot of reasons. One, really, is this is how they decide to save money? I mean, could they just not make the tickets like $2 more expensive per passenger and then just have this, all the seats be cleaned? Do you know how disgusting airplanes are in general? It's not like they're doing a whole lot of disinfecting on the planes anyway, and now they're not going to clean them. Pretty gross. I think they're kind of doing this thing where airlines have been slowly over time making us do more of the stuff that they should be doing. Like, for example, now you have to pay for your bags, right? So before you would just, that would just be in the ticket. They would just charge you a couple dollars more, and then you would bring your bags on. Now what they do is they still haven't dropped their prices, but then they charge you like $75 to bring on carry-on luggage, right? So it works out for them, not for you, the consumer. And here's another way that they're cutting costs, which is just gross. And I think, like, it's just gross in the sense of this is this is going to be a lot of germs. I think we've covered this on the podcast before, but the armrest of an airplane, of the seats by the aisle, have so many germs on them. I've seen more and more people now taking like disinfectant wipes and wiping everything down. We've also heard reports of bed bugs on airplanes, like Turkish Airlines famously from their Houston to Istanbul route, I think it was, had bed bugs, and people were taking pictures of the bed bugs crawling up and down the walls. Planes carry a lot of people and a lot of luggage from different parts of the world. They're inherently going to collect germs. Not cleaning them or not cleaning the entire plane is a really bad idea. So, yeah, and I wonder if the flight attendants are going to get paid more. And I'm pretty sure, based on everything I've read, the answer is no. So they're going to have to do more work. They're already working for the entire flight, and now they're going to be expected to clean up after everybody, which is going to lead to, number one, that's not their main job, so they're probably not going to clean too well. And number two, it's just going to lead to lower employee satisfaction, lower passenger satisfaction, all not good. So I don't know why Southwest keeps just making these bad decisions, right? Like, this was, there are other ways that if they're trying to cut costs, they could easily do. And it turns out researchers have a great way to do this. And some of you might not like it, but that is scrapping business and first class seatings on flights altogether to make more room for economy passengers and make flights more efficient and therefore less damaging to the environment, also saving fuel. So this article by The Independent, this is the rabbit hole that I went down, talks about how planes right now are about 2-3% of the overall global CO2 emissions, and they are about 4% of the emissions that cause climate change. So from 1980 to 2019, the share of occupied seats in commercial planes increased from 63% to 82%. Airlines have strong commercial incentives to sell every seat. You've probably gotten to a plane to the gate and they're asking people, hey, do you mind if we bump you to the next flight? Because airlines typically oversell their seats because not everybody shows up for a flight. However, when people do, everybody does show up. That means that they have, let's say, 100 seats, 105 people show up. They've got to do something with those extra 5 passengers. And that's why they do it, because they know that every seat that they don't sell is wasted money, but it's also wasted carbon. It's also wasted fuel, if you look at it like that. So aviation, like I said, is responsible for 2-3% of global CO2, and its contribution to global warming is about 4% when secondary effects like condensation trails, which trap heat, are factored in. The impact is dominated by rich people flying frequently over often long haul in business or first class or even private jets. This article is from The Independent. It says aviation efficiency is thought of as an engineering challenge, how much thrust an engine generates for a given amount of jet fuel. But operational efficiency, the amount of passengers per kilometer per unit of CO2 emitted, has received far less attention. In research collected by The Independent, these researchers found that operational efficiency for the year of 2023 for every flight route, airline, and aircraft model and airport was analyzed. That is a lot of data. Good for these researchers. They found efficiency gains were available in short term, could reduce aviation's impact by more than half. And the biggest offender are short, empty flights, are the least fuel efficient. On average, aviation emissions fell from around 260 grams of carbon CO2 per paying passenger kilometer in 1980 to 90 grams in 2019. So there has been a reduction. It's a big difference, but for comparison, electrified rail powered by low carbon energy can emit less than 5 grams. So we've known, and we know for a long time, that flying is not a fuel efficient way to travel, right? So if you could take the train, it would probably be a lot more fuel efficient. Of course, you can't take a train across an ocean. Some distances don't allow for it, but it just gives you an idea of comparison. So according to these researchers, CO2 efficiency varies enormously across routes, regions, airports, aircrafts, airlines and aircraft models. Some flight routes emit more than 800 grams per passenger kilometer, others less than 50. The variability is staggering, but also yields a large potential to reduce emissions if efficiency across industry increased towards that of the most efficient routes that were analyzed. Among the most highest emitting countries, the least efficient flights were started or landing in the US, China, Germany, and Japan. Inefficient flights are common elsewhere, particularly from or to smaller airports and in Africa and Oceania, often exceeding 140 grams of CO2 per passenger kilometer. So when you think 140 grams, you're like, oh, that's not so bad, but that's per every kilometer. Just calculate like how long your next flight is and then multiply it by the amount of carbon that it emits. It kind of puts it into perspective. But the more efficient flights, which are under 100 grams per passenger per kilometer, are common in Brazil, India, Southeast Asia, particularly on high volume routes. Europe contains a mix. Budget airlines tend to be more efficient as they seat as many passengers as possible. Spacious business or first class seats are often removed, and revenue is instead generated through services such as baggage, food, or booking flexibility, all of which add little to flight emissions. They also found that the newest aircraft, not surprisingly, tend to be the most efficient. The Boeing 787 Dreamliner and the Airbus 320neo are the most efficient, averaging less than 65 grams of CO2 per passenger kilometer. However, they are not as widely used yet because the aircraft typically remain in service for around 25 years, which means that newer aircraft slowly takes many, many years for them to get released out into rotation. So these researchers, and this article is really fascinating. I will link to this down in the show notes. But basically it says that if we were to remove the space that's taken by first class and by business class seats, or to reduce them, we could increase efficiency of CO2 emissions and reduce emissions by 16%, basically needing fewer flights to carry the same number of passengers. And the article goes on to say it would save between 27 and 35% of global emissions over the long run. And they analyzed the layout of the economy cabin, and they said that first class and business class seats are up to 5 times more CO2 intensive than economy seating because they occupy more space. All right, very interesting. I think all good points on those, honestly. I think having engineers look at how airplanes are designed, how the seats are designed, where the seats are, I think can help. And I'm sure they do look at it from a technical point of view, but from a business model, also maybe reducing those number of business class seats could increase efficiency. However, you know, in first class, some of those seats are $20,000 for a flight. So they're making much more money per passenger as opposed to economy. Now, I wonder if you were to put, you know, 6 passengers in the place of that one first class, or 6 or 8 or 10 passengers, as opposed to having a first class cabin, would that equal the same amount? It'd probably be close to, if you have like, let's say it's a, you know, $1,200 flight and you have 10 passengers. I mean, you're getting about the same. It's probably not going to be quite exactly the same, but maybe the savings in fuel would make up for it. Something I think airlines could consider. It's something interesting to ponder. So there you go. All right. Now let's talk a little bit about Sardinia. It's been a while since I've kind of just had a little bit of a travel chat with you. It was my first kind of big trip of the year. Not really a big trip. I just went for the first time. I didn't go primarily to shoot videos there, although I did film videos there, which you'll see in a couple months. It was more of a, I'm going to try to balance filming and actually like traveling in a place without filming it. And that's what I did in Sardinia. And I got to meet Claudia Tavani, who is the podcaster behind Strictly Sardinia, as well as the site Strictly Sardinia, as well as the Instagram with the same name. If you need any Sardinia advice, definitely follow her on all of those places. Her podcast has a lot of information about Sardinia, which is a huge island, probably most famous for its blue zones, where people live an exceptionally long time. Blue zones are a little bit controversial to an extent. Like, there's some questioning as to whether these blue zones actually exist around the world or if it's more like a marketing thing. But people in Sardinia do tend to live longer on average than other parts of the world. And I can easily tell you why. One, even though I was there in February, it's chilly, but the summers are hot. So winters are chilly, like, I don't know, 15, 16, 17 Celsius, cooler at night. Summers are hot. It's got kind of rainy winters, kind of bright, sunny summers, I would say, you know, Mediterranean climate. And the food is amazing. Can really find a lot of good food. A lot of people just out enjoying the weather, enjoying the food, enjoying the wine. You see people out at all hours of the day. There is definitely this sort of island thing that happens where people by the sea just move slower. And it's really interesting. So I flew in from Germany. So I flew in from Berlin, where people walk pretty fast here. You know, the weather is not great. And it just kind of has that, like, get from point A to point B. You know, you walk a little bit quicker. You probably see this in London. People walk fast. Paris, people walk quickly. New York, people definitely walk fast. When I got to Sardinia, the first thing I noticed is how slow people were walking. And it's really interesting just to notice immediately. I felt like I was like in that X-Men movie where the guy can run super fast. You know, I felt like I was in Fast Forward for the first like couple hours. And yeah, so there's definitely a slower pace immediately that was evident to me. You see a lot of people outdoors running, walking, jogging at all hours, and people are really outdoorsy. A lot of great hiking trails. I got to go on some great hikes around Cagliari and see some of the most amazing views from high up. A lot of people out and about. It was really, really beautiful. So I think, you know, I'll get into more about Sardinia in the future, but just to say, like, people always ask, what's the secret to these blue zones? And I was in a blue zone in Costa Rica last year in Nicoya, and it's not really rocket science. People eat healthy. Generally, they eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. They eat a lot of variety of locally grown plants, not a whole lot of meat. They have fish usually, and they're very active, and they live in places where the pace of life is a little bit slower. I can just tell you that seems to be what it is. They have very strong social bonds. People are out with their friends and family quite often. This is what I have observed in the blue zones that I've been to around the world. And I think it all makes sense. I think, you know, the science kind of backs this up everywhere in the world. These are the elements that help you live a long and healthy life. I also had the best pizza of my life ever. And I don't think I'll ever forget this pizza. It was the best pizza of my life ever. And I had it in Sardinia. It set the bar. Now, the bar is really, really high and kind of will change my experience with all of their pizzas at a place called Pea Bread. It is run by a guy who used to be an engineer, quit his job, and then went into the restaurant business. He loved cooking, and they make their own dough there. They have breakfast there, they have pastries, and then in the evenings they have other foods, but they're well known for their pizza and their dough. He also, from what I understand, supplies a lot of the other restaurants in the area with their own dough recipes. So he's an engineer for dough, and he has engineered really the best pizzas I've ever had. And it comes down to the dough. And I know what you're thinking, like, I've had good pizza. I thought I did too. Look, my life is kind of a journey to find the best pizza in the world and just eat as much as I can. And I think I found it. So Pea Bread, Sardinia, definitely you want to do that. And the only thing I'll say is, not exactly the easiest place to get to from all parts of Europe. It is kind of you do have to fly through Italy for the most part. They do have some connecting flights in Frankfurt during the summer. So that's the one thing. But otherwise, really had a good time, really beautiful place. I think it's very underrated from what I understand as well. A lot of people will go to southern Italy, to Sicily, also beautiful places. But Sardinia may be a little bit underrated. So you might want to put that on your vacation plans, your travel itinerary, your bucket list, whatever you want to call it. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the Fox Nomad Podcast. I've got a great episode coming up for you. I'm going to be recording it very shortly with a guest we've been trying to get on the podcast for like a year. And I'm really, really excited to talk to this person. It's going to be food related. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. Make sure you write a nice review wherever you listen to your podcast. 5-star rating, all those things. And until the next episode, have a great rest of your day.
So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
You know when you're wrapping up a long day and that what's for dinner panic hits? Well, when you've got convenient everyday protein from Omaha Steaks waiting at home, that panic turns into your weeknight win. And now's the time to buy during Omaha Steaks Spring Savings Event. Save big on their exclusive lineup of mouthwatering steaks, gourmet burgers, air-chilled chicken, pork, seafood, and more, all delivered right to your door. Plus, get an extra $35 off with promo code AUDIO when you shop omahasteaks.com today. With over 100 years of unrivaled quality and variety, Omaha Steaks understands what you need to get dinner done. Plus, every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Omaha Steaks is your weeknight win. So get the world's best everyday protein during their spring savings event. Go to omahasteaks.com for an extra $35 off when you use promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code AUDIO. Terms apply. See site for details.